Oh, boy, there they go, that beeping again, huh?
Well, those fellows ought to settle down. We've been all over the world twice now in the last hour. This could kill the newsreels, you know.
Well, we have a very interesting gentleman seated next to us here at our monitor microphone. He's Mr. Fletcher T. Marlowe, and undoubtedly a good many of you have seen him perform both on the stage and in the films. Fletcher, it's good to see you here.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you, Ray.
I'm Bob.
Bob. And the management of this fine network
thing.
For making available to me this free radio time.
All right. I'd like to preface this a little bit earlier in the televised portion of Monitor today. We had a pickup from Bucks County Playhouse. Now, I understand that last night up in New Haven, you opened as the star in a brand new play that was having its tryout up there. What was the name of that show?
It was called The Trip.
The Trip. And we'd like to hear a little bit about the preparations that go into a New Haven tryout or a tryout anywhere for that matter, and just how everything turned out last evening. Fletcher, it's all yours.
Well, Bob, we have, of course, for the past 8 months been rehearsing, practicing for this play. We thought that we had an excellent vehicle here, one that we hoped would come to New York for a long, fruitful stay on Broadway.
So you had had 8 months of rehearsal for this.
That's right.
Everybody
Bob.
Practiced their parts, and of course you had the scenery and everything. Could you describe a little bit of the physical setup of the show, The Trip?
Well, we had some new ideas that we wanted to try out, and we thought they would work out very well.
I believe I read somewhere about a train, train or something.
A rather daring departure for a production, we thought. In The Trip, we go on a trip, and we had set up a small train that would go out through the audience in a horseshoe effect and come back.
Actually built right out through the audience.
Yes.
I see.
In other words, when we left for the trip, went on and we rode out through the audience and came back to the stage
all
and
right.
got off.
Now, Fletch, there you were. It was opening tryout night. The critics are all there, the audience in their seats. And what happened from that point on?
Well, we knew something was amiss, Bob. Shortly after the curtain went up, we noticed a rather lackadaisical approach of the audience. The critics didn't stay longer than 4 minutes, and unfortunately...
You mean they left after the show had... the curtain had been up 4 minutes, huh?
Yes, and that had a discouraging effect on the cast.
Were
noisy leaving, and so...
I believe I read somewhere where some lines were forgotten.
Well, that's another thing that unfortunately happened. The play didn't let out till almost 2 a.m. because we had forgotten our lines, and there was so much time between actual scenes and lines.
Waiting for people to remember their cues?
Yeah, I stood for 15 minutes waiting for my cue line.
Well, no wonder some of the people got up to leave. The critics, how were they about the play today?
The critics all unanimously condemned us.
And what are your plans for the immediate future, Fletcher?
Well, I'm getting out of the theater show business.
Well, you're not going to continue.
You can put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Well, thank you very much, Fletcher T. Marlowe,
experience.
Ex-actor, for speaking to us today.
That was Madness Time with Monitor, Bob and Ray, and their O-gauge minds, ending at 7:17 and a half at Radio Central in New York.